there's a new perek here, the mem beis. Yeah, the third perek here. Starts off, Ye'elu treifis to behema. These are treifis by behema. We'll soon see the 18 treifis. That a behema has one of these things, it's the shechit is not matter with bachila. Nekubus haveshet. Number one is, if there's a hole in the veshet in the food pipe. So Rashi says, kol nekev v'mashu. Whenever the Mishnah says nekev, Kubas a hole, it's even a mashu, even the smallest amount of a hole that goes through the vesher, through the windpipe, that makes the behemoth treifa, and maybe it's also teeth, even if you make a kosher shechita. Then the psuke is hagageris, that's the windpipe. So psuke Rashi says that's the rochbo, the width, beruba. Means it cuts by most of the width. Even though most usually just mach. Yeah, right, yeah. Ruba. I mean, just macht, some macht, just 50% is still kosher. Psuka means rove of it is cut through. So by the gargaris, by the windpipe, there was only trade for psuka if rove of it, most of it was cut through. Has a neck of a hole going through rove of it. Now, nikiv krum shamayach, let's say in the brain, if the krum, the membrane, has a hole, and we'll see, I think there are two membranes to the moyach, so we'll see in the Gemara about that, that there are two krums around it. Yeah. So if a hole through either one of them, yeah, we'll see in the Gemara exactly through which hole does with which membrane does the hole have to go through. Then nikiv halev, if the heart has a hole in it, the base chaloloi, that the hole goes through to the center of it, so the cholo means the open part inside it. Rashi says the mavim loy higiel chalal, katani sefer k'sheva. If the hole goes into the heart but doesn't go to the hollow part, the inside hollow part of the heart, then it's not called a treifa. The hole has to go into the hollow part, into the halal. Nishbura hashedra, let's say the backbone, hashedra, the spine broke, the nifsak hachut shalo, and one of the spines broke also, the chut shalo broke. Rashi learns chodi, there's one treifa. Treifa zidor mishum chut. That's because this middle or vein that goes through the spine. The nishpur hashedri utani urchad emusanoket the psikas hachut aydei shvira shedri. And since by breaking the spine, that's the way it's the chut, this string there also gets broken. So it's brought out, it's like a white vein that goes through, yeah, in the middle of the spine, that goes along the spine. So if one part broke in the well, seeing the Gemara exactly, that's also called a treifa. That's called nishpura shegra benifsak. It was slipped, it was broken. Hachut shalo, the string in there. Nitel hakovet. Let's say the liver was taken out of the animal. Le nishtar hemena klum, and nothing is left over. Mashma, there was something left over. Then it's not called a treifa. But the whole liver was taken out. Hareya, we have the lungs. Shenikfa, that is a hole in the lung. It's also a treifa. That's the main treifas that we check for today. The klat kosher is that the lungs have no neck, have no holes in there at all. So aray, if you have a lung, shenikvah has a hole, or shechosro, that's also if it's missing. Yeah, Rashi says, hang on, the Gemara's question, the same thing as a nekiv, shechosro. Yeah, also one of the lobes of the lungs are missing. I think there are five lobes there. So shechosro, something is missing there, it's also called a treifa. Reb Shimon Aimer, that's only called a nekev. It only makes a treifus in the ray in the lungs if it goes into the beisams ha samfunis. So Rashi says that's knuknias ketanos, like small arteries or small veins inside the lungs. Hamispashtos patecha reyesh adam noivabo kishachoit chemoisa. When you cut this, the blood comes out. So the lungs, those are the arteries of the lungs. So you have to make a hole that goes into the veins of the heart itself. So just going, just going through the lungs is not a treifa, unless the nikiv goes into some funis. Yeah. That's like the pipes there, the pipes of the lungs. Yeah. Yeah, now, nikfa hakeva, let's say there's a hole in the cave, that's one of the stomachs of the animal. Nikfa hamora, that's the spleen. There's a nekiv in the spleen. Nikfo hadakin, that's the small intestines. It's also called a treifa. Hakeres hapnimis shenikfo. The keres is also type of a stomach. So first we have one with the keva. I think a behemoth has four stomachs. So the keva is the first one. Then the keres, that's another stomach. So the inside one, shenikva, they got a hole in it. Oy shenikra roiv hachitzayin. Also on the outside keres, much there's two of them there, on the outside they got a hole ripped through roiv of it. That makes a trefer over there. But the nikiv is only on the inside one. Yeah. You'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hagdola tefach. No, the big keres is enough. If there's a hole there, a tefach, that makes a treifa. The yaktan, he argues, says bruba. The ktan, the small one, he always needs rife. So he argues, no, the ktan comes mash, but the ktan, it's enough to have just a hole. And he always know the ktan has to have a ruba. Oh no, 1 second. No. The most of a keres, if you decide this, no, he doesn't argue. If you decide hagdola means a behem gdola. He's talking about the same thing, about the outside keres. So Tanakama says you have to go through rive. Yehuda says it depends. If the animal is a big animal, then it's enough just to cut down a tefach in the big stomach, in the outside stomach. But a katana means if it's a small behemoth, that bechlal, the whole keres is not the shear of a tefach, then it's enough if it gets a hole to cut through rive of the keres achitzoina. That's also called a treifa. Yeah, he's just like explaining. Now that is, Tanakama says rive. And he's saying by gedola it's enough for tefach and by ktana beruva. Now hamasos or beis hakosos, that's another type of a stomach. The masos and beis hakosos, Rashi says that's the seif hakeres, that's at the end of the stomach. Shekorin pamson or silkov is like a hat over there. That's called the beis hakosos. For hamasos mechubavoy, and the masos, this type of a stomach is also attached over there. For sada around. The chibur and kishatim avdilin yesh doifin lezeh v'doifin lezeh. When you want to separate them, there's a membrane in between one and the other. Yeah, but in the middle of it, Rashi says, "V'yem sein shem chimzel teizeh." Like the food goes, so Rashi says, "V'maychon nichnas v'beis hakosis." It goes from the beis hakosis lihamaslis, lihamaslis lekevo, or miakevo ledakin. That's the way the stomachs work. It works from the first. It goes into the beis hakosis, then the maslis, then the keva, then the small intestines. Right, that's maslis. Because shenikvu yilchutz, if the nekev went on the outside of it, that's called the treifa. Rashi says shanekev nirum v'rachutz, means you can see the hole on the outside. Going shenikvu oizoize, either one of them has a nekev, and the hole could be seen on the outside. That's the treifa. Noflim in hagag, that's an animal fell off the roof. And nishtabra roiv tzaloisov. So Rashi learned this. Noflam in Agagra says v'shochta miyad. They made a shechita right away. So it's a treifa. Afal pi shein shev, even though you can't say anything is broken. Still, we have to be afraid. Shenisrasku evareh, that the bones or the evorim, the limbs of it, got torn apart. So Rashi says v'yein tam betreifas. There's no tam for this. Shalachum mashim esinayin. Shalachum mashim esinayin. But the Gemara says. Shim Shosa means it would have waited 24 hours and then make a shkita, would have been Shaira, even though it doesn't stand up. But it would have lived for 24 hours, then would say it's not called a treifa. So here it's talking about the animal fell off the gag and you made a shkita right away before 24 hours. Where else Nishtabra Roiv Tzlo Yosef, most of its ribs broke, that's also called a treifa. Rashi says without it in the field, it didn't fall. It's a treifa by itself. A Roiv of the ribs broke. Odrusus hazev, let's say a wolf came and trampled over, attacked your animal, also makes it into a treifa. Rashi says, shehikiv its opponent, hits it with its nails, and it puts eris, it puts into some poison into it, and it burns it up. So that's called a treifa. Drusus hazev, reviewed by me, drusus hazev bedaka, only with a small animal. Like this poison only takes effect, can only burn it in a small animal. But a drusus sari begasa, by a bigger animal, then it's only drusus of a lion. But the drusus of a justam got attacked by a zev, by a wolf, that would not affect a big animal, only a lion. O drusus hanates biyef. The nates, that's one type of bird. Drusus hanates, that's biyef hadak, that's a treif if it attacks a smaller bird. O drusus hagas, that's another type of a bird. That's biyef hagas. If that attacks a big oif, that makes a treifus in it. Rashi says boif hagas, which rusas hagas. Rashi says that's osturia, another type of a bird. In by chickens. So there are klal. Kol shein kamo chai treifa. This is usually the klal of treifus, that the animal would not live when it has one of these things happening to it. It can't live a normal life. That's called a treifa. Rashi says shalok samakish shein beim malakuya tugmosu lechayis. Another animal like would not live with this type of a hole, with this type of a maka. That's the yisoid of treifus. That it's not only because it's like going to die. It's halach l'mosh m'sinai that the yud ches treifus. You will see in the Gemara what the end of the Mishnah is coming to include. What's the Zaklal? What is that coming to include? If these are the treifus, if you have one of these things wrong with the animal, so shvit is not matter with bachilo anymore. So Moshe says, Amr Shem Melakish. Remez le treifim in that Torah. And where's the remez? Where do we know that there's such a psul treif in the Torah? For the Gemara Minayin, what kind of question is this? The Bosa says clearly, Ubosa basada treif, loy teichle, it says clearly, you can't eat a behemoth, that's a treifa. The Torah says clearly. So what kind of kasher is this? So it says, rather, elo remez le treifa shein echayim. So how do we know that that's the yisod of a treifa? So the treifa means that something went wrong with it, that's not going to live anymore. It's not going to live that long anymore. How do you know that's the pshat in the treifa? So Moshe says, Diktoni, it says safest. Diktoni says, it says in the safe of our Mishnah, that Zeh HaKlal, this is the general rule, that Kol Shein Kemo Chaya Treifa. Every time it can't live the what it has, in its situation, that's called the Treifa. Mechlal, the Treifa, and the Chaya. So Minolan, how do we know this? How do we know that's the set of a Treifa that's not going to live with this thing? So Moshe says, yes, Diktiv, the Pasuk says, the Zeis HaChaya Shetecho. This is the Chaya Shrit. So we darshin chaya ochel. If the animal is going to live, then you can eat from it. But shein chay, if the animal is not going to live, then letech, and you can't eat from it. So mechlad the treifa lechaya, mashma treifa is not going to live. That's the yisaid. Yeah, Rashi says that zeis hachaya kori be zeis chaya. Right. Yeah. Another one says leman diyoma treifa chaya. This is a machlekes later. Is a man the Yomit says no, that a treifa could live. Rashi the Kamba Pirkan Omer Loi. Loi Harba Mizkayim Shtayim Ashalashanim. That's possible to live 2 or 3 years. So according to the man the Yomit says no, even though the animal has this treifus, still it could live yet another 2 or 3 years. If so, Shaydechai Minolim, then how did you know the yisoid of treifus then? Nafkalei mi zois hachay shetoichlu zois hachay ochol but chay acheres leitoichol mashm even in a chay, even animals that could live, there are zois, these are the ones you're allowed to eat. Mashm there are certain animals that could live and still you're not allowed to eat them. Mechlad the treifa chaya, and that's the plant treifa, even though treifa could live, still the Torah is saying do not eat it. Mashm zois hachaya. Zeis is miyuto, it's a miyut. Rochi mashma. Zeis is tam behem shein chay sechel, the normal behem that lives, you can eat from it. But there's another type of a chay, which is a treifa, that even though it's going to live, still you can't eat from it. For the more of Edoch, the other man, the other man, says, no, the treifa would not live. Hai zeis, what's the miyut of zeis? What to do with the word zeis? Hachaya. Mashma, even in chay is alone, there's a chilik. The boiler, he needs it. Look at Tana, the very Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana, the very Rabbi Shmuel. Pasuk says, "Zois ha'chayi shetoichlu." This is the chayi shirit. His malama comes to teach us that shetofas haKadosh Baruch Hu mikol min umin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed hold of every single animal. Fehero lo lemoish, and he showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu v'yomlo, and he told him, "Zois echol v'zois letechol." Like it showed him clearly, this animal you larit, this animal you not larit. Not the pshat do a treifus. Stam he showed him which min animal is kosher to eat. And which min is a treifa in alarit? Not because of the treifa, stam, he's not had to teach it. But not a hilchos treifa, stam, he showed him what a chazer is, he showed him what the animals were ksherim, and which ones in alarit. Yeah. The Edoch, the other man, the Yom, and the Sadashans from this know that teaching us that treifas could still live. The Edoch, Miboyle, the Kraton, the Rabbi Shemuel. So I, has known that pshat, let him learn out the disalocha. So Moshe Enechanam, you're right. He loses this Rosh Hashanah for this Pshat also. That Kodesh Baruch Hu took all the animals and showed them to Moshe exactly which one will not eat, which one will not. If so, well, a treif chayim minola. How do we know? How does he know then the Yisoid that a treif really could live? Still, it's a stam halachul Moshe Mitzvah that he not eat from it. Nafkulei miidach talmud the Rabbi Shmuel from another talmud the Rabbi Shmuel. The talmud the Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk says, "Bein hachayeh necheles Is Elu Shemoina Esra Trefus Shenemul Moshe Misinai. Tzidash from this pasuk, it says Ben Hachaya and Achelsa Ben Hachaya Shaloi Toichol. So Mash, even though it's a chay, you know it's an animal that could live, still the pasuk says Loi Toichol. And when this was at the Yismach, we learn out from here that there were 18 Trefus that were fed Alokul Moshe Misinai. Yeah. Rashi says Love Mikru. We're not learning out from the pasuk. Alokul Moshe Misinai. Yeah. That's the deek from this pasuk. Ben achay nechaz, ben achay shaloi teichel. Now the Gemara asks the question: the sulek of the truth is saying there are only 18, and not more. You only have 18 treifas. That's all. So Gemara asks the question: no, v'ika b'sagar. Like we'll soon see, Rashi and Mabez explain these are simonim of another three type of treifas. V'shev shmaitzta, and also seven halachas. We'll soon see Mabez also seven different type of treifas. So the kids, so there are a lot of, there are at least 10 more type of treifas. So what does the Brisa say here? There are only 18 treifas, there are much more. Rashi says on Bisizgar, the third line, Rashi says, Vika Bisgar Simenu, or Mishnah Brisa saying, Behema Shenechtu Raglehom, a behema where its foot was chopped off, like we'll see in the Gemara later, or also didn't come a chsur and beshed, how much has to be missing from the backbone. And who are then Galuda? If it's skin, if the animal is skin, like we'll soon see. These are three other different type of treifas. And then there's the Shev Shmaitzer. Rashi says Shev Treifis Shemonu HaMeroyim. There are seven more different type of treifis that the Meroyim learned. They weren't learned in the Mishnah at all. Vein Hoyu Mekubolim Rabban. They accepted this from the Rabban. The kids said there are like 10 more type of treifis. Sadi Yoni say Yutches. There should be much more. It's much like this. Pishleim Latani Didan. It's very good according to the Tana about Mishnah. Titono Tono. Itaki says 18 different type of treifis. But our Tana does not say the minyan, does not say the count of 18. He only counts these, he only says these type of treifas. Therefore, it's not sure to say that Tana Udishayim, that he learned some, and he left over some, and these other 10, he left over. And therefore, Asya B'Zeaklal, that at the end of the Mishnah says Zeaklal is the klal of the treifas, it comes to include these other, the other 10 treifas. So our Tana is good. Elo, the question is only, Latona Devei Rabbi Yishmael, according to Latona Devei Rabbi Yishmael, the Yom that he says, Yud Ches Treifus, that he counts and says clearly there are Yud 18 Treifus, so the question is, Vesuleka, is there no more? Ivoika, we have more. First we have one that Vehema Shenechtechu Ragleho Minho Akuvo Lamalo. That's Treifa. That the legs were cut off from above the knee joints, from above the Akuvo Lamalo, from above the knee joints, it's a Treifa. So how come this Tana Rabbi Shmuel didn't include this? So Moshe says it could be the Tana Rabbi Shmuel hold Sova Lake Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. They'll hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The arm that he holds Yecholehi Lichves Ulechayis. By Lichves, like they could burn it out, cauterize it, Ulechayis, and then live. If so, it's not a treifa. So that's why Tana Rabbi Shmuel does not mention this type of a treifa. So Moshe says no. Even though you could cauterize it and it could live, but still Laman come who? We ask this question according to Latona Devei Rabbi Shmuel. The question is only according to Latona Devei Rabbi Shmuel. I'll tell you, Latona Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Treifa Chayis Rula, we had before, they hold that Treifa could live. That even Chayis, the animals that could live, some you larit and some you not larit. So according to him, these Yutchet Treifas do not mean that they will die. Even though it could stay alive, still it's called a Treifa. So why should Tana Rabbi Shmuel argue on this type of a Treifa if it's Nechtech Uraglehu Min Ha'akuvah Lamala? So my answer is, I'll tell you, El Rather Sovolok Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. I'll tell you, Tana Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, that Braisa, to Yoma that he holds Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, says clearly, Ksheri, he holds the Klalas Ksheri. It's not called a treifa. So therefore, that's why it only says 18 and not this one. So more still is, Ivika Chisaron Beshedra. There's still another type of a treifa. If you're missing something in the backbone, in the spine, it's not, because we learned like this, Kama Chisaron Beshedra, how much do you have to be missing from the Shedra, from the spine? Now this is a loch about in Hilchos Mishnayis Oilis, here's a Shalabal Oil HaMeis. If you have not the mace, but just the spine of the mace. So lachra is if you have the whole spine, the whole shedra, it also has tumas meisa, but in an oil, anything that's in it is tummy. Now how much should be missing from the shedra that does not have tumas meisa anymore? So kamech sarn b'shedra. So the shama yemrim shtei chuyis. The shami says two vertebrates. If two vertebrates are missing from it, so that's not called the shedra, then it has no tumas meis. Ubeisilah mesilah says chul yachas. It's only missing one vertebrate, that alone makes it doesn't have tumas meis, at least to make an oil hameis. And on this, v'yomrav yudom ha-shmuel v'chein l'treifa, that the same type of halacha applies by treifa also. If an animal is missing one vertebrate from the spine, according to Beisilul, or two, according to Beishama, it's called a treifa. So another type of a treifa. So why doesn't this tabraisa say it? Rashi says, kamech sarm b'shedra shletit mabil, it shouldn't have a tumas oil hameis. Ela only b'mag b'mas, only if it touch it. Kidin etzem kisera, that's the lacha, bin etzem kisera. Dilu shedra shlema, ho shlema, gugulasa shlema, vroi, minyana, vroi, binyana, etanam, b'ilis, dimitamim, b'yoyil, v'yafo pi, shena, leim, bosim, there's no bosser on it. So that's a lacha, tumas meis, tumas oila meis. But it ends off, Yom Yibudam HaShmul says, b'chein l'treifel, at l'bei sham l'hevi treifel, v'botzim, m'shtei chuyis, l'bei silo, b'chu yachas, mitrifo. So that's the kasha. What isn't this rice that says 18? There should be more than 18. You have this trace of chuya. Then the Gemara is also hamasas. The Gemara is like this: that hamasas the base hakoyses the kachashavtu lebatarti. That our Mishnah says that is in the kuva, in the masas and the base hakoyses, two different parts of the stomach. It's all into you. Really, that's all called one cheshbin. Therefore, afek chad, take out one of these two from the cheshbin. The yayo choda and put into the cheshbin this shedra shechosro or chuyachas. Tenechnami, consider them both. Rashi says, since the agabi adodi samchi, since these two stomachs are next to one another, it's sort of like one. Therefore, take out that one and put in this one. So you still have only 18. So Marcellus, no, I have ika galuda. We have another treif of galuda, means you skinned the animal, took off all the skin. Rashi says, "Shenitel oira, you took off the skin." V'hufshata kula. Either oimach mas shchini, because there was a shchina on it, oimach mas malachom. But still, the Mishnah letter says, "Chom and poison." The Chom said it's called a treifa. Sakam, you don't have this in the cheshbin. There should be 19 treifas. Smor says, "No, this Bryce holds. This ton of Rabbi Shmuel holds. So v'loch Rabbi Mei, they hold like Rabbi Mei shita. The machshir, the Mei says, no, it's kosher, even though the animal was skinned." So it's not called a treifa. If you make a shchit on the animal, the shchit is still kosher. More still, yes, I have l'ika charusa. Now charusa, that's where the lungs were shrivet up. Now Rashi says, "Diktoni mastiz zelayin the Mishnah eluk sherus charusa b'dei shemayim." Became shrivet up or became hard. That the lungs became hard b'dei shemayim. But I said later, but b'dei yodim is a treifa. Now what's charusa? Rashi says, "Kol shetzom kareya shelo." If the ray of the lungs shriveled up, means it became hard like v'niskashik a harusha dekel, so became machma shibusas adam mekolay, because the person became afraid. He heard a voice, a noise that scared him. Because that his lungs shriveled up, that's called a treifa. So why don't we include this in one of the yutches treifas? Should it be 19? Some answers like this: mora. That this says in the Mishnah, the gallbladder. There's a treifa of the mora of the gallbladder. If there's a nekiv in the mora. I'll tell you, Manketon, who learns in the gallbladder? There's a treifus. We have Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. So I'll tell you, Apik Moro, instead of that, take out the treifus of Moro, V'yayo Charusa, and put instead Charusa. In other words, it's only a Yochid that says there's a treifa by the Moro, by the gallbladder. It's only a Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. So this Bryce of Torah of Rebbe Shmuel, they won't hold like him. They do not have a treifus of Moro, but rather, instead of the Moro, put in the treifus of Charusa. So that's called Afik Mora, take out the treifus of a gallbladder for Yaya Charusa and put him where the lungs shriver up. For the Mora still alive, Leika Sher Shmaitasa, there are still seven halachas that learned in the Gemara. So how come Torah of Rabbi Shmuel doesn't include these in the treifus? There should be more than 18, there should be 25. There should be, and what are these? The Yomar of Master, Math learns like this. Hai buka di atmo di shaf mi duchto. His treifa is like the top by the shoulder. If the bone slipped out of its socket, so that's also called a treifa. Buka diyatma is like the socket by the shoulder, the shaf meduch, that slipped out of place, that's called a treifa. Rashi says, chuyis hayerach, the big bone by the thigh. The shaf meduchta, shekofat mimkoim, it jumped out of its place. So that's called a treifa. So I can include this also. And the yom arochish bapopa mishmei derav, loksa b'chuli achas treifa. If one of the kidneys became like diseased, that's also called the treifa. So include that. Rashi says, the koshkren b'shem, of course, that both kidneys became sick. Avad, that's called the treifa. But here the chiddush, even if only one, that loksa b'chuli achas a treifa. Well, tonight we also learned that nitol hatchol ksheira, that if the spleen was taken out, it's ksheira. But it's still, it's not a treifa, but v'yomer rabavira, mishmei derova, l'shonu elo nitol, it was taken out completely. If the spleen was taken out completely, that's not a treifa. Avol nikav treifa, but there's a hole in the spleen, that makes it into a treifa. There's another treifa that should have been included in the cheshbon. Why do you have only 18? There are more. Another one is v'yomer rabavar bachono, omar shmuel, simonim shenidaldalu, beruban is treifa. The simonim, of course, the simonim in the throat, the two simonim, the veshet and the kono, shenedaldulu, like were torn apart, beruban in right of it, is a treifa. Rashla, the daldulu means nitlishu bekamamakremis, was torn apart in a few places, but a mechuborim kan mata, still attached a little bit here, a little bit there. But I call upon him, they were torn away, that's also called a treifa. And the omar rabba barav shela, omar rav mas nomar shmuel, Nekro tzela mi'ikro is treifa. If one of the ribs were uprooted completely, like it was taken out of its socket completely, Rashi's nekro tzela afagav nan even alav masisim nishtabru roif tzelois, that if it was broken you need most of the majority of the ribs. That's dafka nishtabru, only where it's broken, hoslim bin ruba. Avo nekro, if it's uprooted a complete rib, the whole thing, Rashi says tzela achas mikroi, like we'll see later, that's called a treifa. So another treifa of nekrat selam ikroi is also called a treifa. And the gugolois shenech basabruba, if you have the skull that was also, that was shattered, rove of it was shattered, that's also called a treifa. Rashi says shehuk so masabas, like got hit a lot, for la nivchus didn't crack open, no neck of akrum, but still if rove of it was shattered, that's also called a treifa. Another treif is also ubosa, the meat. Ha choifes roifa keres, that covers over most of the keres, most of the stomach, berubai. If it was torn, if majority of it was torn, that's also a treifa. Rashi says ubosa ha choifes roifa keres, zel krum av, that's a thick membrane, shekurin tempano. Kishapoiskin as a bema, when you open up the bema, bechoiskin as a bosa, lerecha bema, vunira, you can see that membrane. The kids of that membrane was torn, rove of it was torn, that's also called a treifa. So kids, there are seven more treifas. Sadly, you only have 18, you should have 25. So my answer is like this. Nikuve timnehevei, chashvinu. I tell you, that day we included eight different types of nekevs, eight different holes that we had before in the 18 treifas. They were nikuve timne. So take all those nekevs we have and make it into like one treifa. It's all the similar type of a treifa, whether it's a nekev in the masas, in the beis hakoseis, and put them all together. Sivso v'yafik shev v'yayel shev. Out of those eight, make it into one. So you have seven more to go. So take out those seven nekuvas and put in these seven type of treifas. That's how you have 18 treifas. So, psuki nami trei heavy. Tell you, there are two types of psukim also. So, why do we call that to be like two? Rashi says gageris v'chut, a psuka gageris, and but a chut hashedra. If it was a psuk, it means the rove of it was cut through. So, also, Akan the Mishnah calls it in two different cases, should also be one. But the mihachi is so psuki, that you have two different types of psukim, which means it was cut through. The majority of it, the question is, then again, these two psukis also, is trehevi chashvinu bechad, it only counts like one. And so, botzo luchod, you're like missing one trefa then. So you don't have 18, you only have 17 then. It's one question. The yerid also there about zira mishmei the rova my nami nikuvi. That he says nikavat choyel, if you have the spleen has a nekavat the treifa, that's also called the nikuva. Is he counting it separately? So again, it's a kasha. How come you're counting it separately? The chura, you don't have the cheshbon then exactly of 18. Sumarin says el reva hanech tarti the afakto leitepuk. That the two we took out before, next time we don't take those two out. It's like it's true. The two psuk is called like one. This nekuva of the trail is also considered like one. So are you missing two treifas? Teretz is put in the two we took out. Rashi says that we had before the behema shenechtach or ragleho v'hagluda. Those two treifas in ram, next time we put them into the cheshbon. Therefore, the cheshbon is only one category of psukos, one category of nekuvos. And then you have the Shev Shemaitza, and then you have also Avem Shenechakor Raglero and Vagluda. That's it, come out to Yudches Treifus. Alright, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. Wait to the end of the tape, and then turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Daf Mem Gimel.